Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Doors and windows,
Republic.
Rooms and more,
Republic.
A brand new rug on the floor. Come to Republic, come to Republic. Whatever you need, you got it. Come to and get your mortgage. Live the dream with Republic.
95 to 100% financing. 50% waive off negotiation fees. Plus one lucky person gets their mortgage paid in full. Turn someday into today. Talk to Republic Bank about your low-cost mortgage today.
Pick two
in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Morondoy, Maria was upset and vomiting. Skeeter took her to the health clinic and tests showed she was pregnant. Much to Skeeter's surprise, someone kept calling Unique's phone but not saying anything when she answered. She told Dinah she was sure it was Usher. Dinah answered the next call and warned the caller to stop calling, and she and Myrtle assured Unique that they would be there for her always. As we return, we join Unique and Kevin at home.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Unique.
Kevin!
Unique?
Kevin!
Unique? What happened?
The phone. It was...
What? Who's on the phone?
Sure. It was Usher.
Usher?
I knew it was he calling me all the time. I knew I wasn't wrong.
That son of a... Listen, we can take this up. Put on your clothes and let me go to the police station.
Why is he calling me, Kevin? Why?
Usher really playing the head and good,
you
know.
I don't deserve this.
This is harassment. And we can put a stop to it today.
Now you have 40 more years.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Myrtle.
Maurice?
Yes?
Why are you calling me?
I was wondering if you would like to join me for dinner tonight.
Excuse me? I have no business having dinner with you, Maurice.
I want to clear up some things about me and Catalina's relationship.
Wait, Catalina and you are back together?
No, but I believe it is my fault that your relationship fell apart, and I would like to meet with you to clarify something.
I don't think we have anything to talk about, Maurice.
Please, Miss Myrtle. I was talking to the guys in the men's group, and I was advised to make amends. This is one of the things I need to do. I thought long and hard about it.
Okay. I will meet with you.
Thank you. I can come to Morondoy and pick you up.
No. That's all right. You don't need to do that. I will take a taxi to wherever we're meeting.
Okay. I will message you the details.
Right.
Looking forward to seeing you, Miss Myrtle.
Bye. What does he want to speak to me about?
Okay, Kevin, calm down. Now, Unique, you were saying that Usher has been calling for days now?
Yes, Sergeant Maureen. He was calling from a blocked number and I just stopped answering when it came up. But today it wasn't a blocked number he called from.
I see. And what did he say when he answered?
Only hello. I dropped the phone and called Kevin.
Sergeant Marie, y'all got to do something about this man. And do it quick. Because if I see trying for come wrong unique, I might be the next one to end up in prison.
Alright, don't say that, Kevin. We will handle this situation lawfully. Unique, you're sure it was Usher on the phone?
Sergeant Marie, there's a voice I could never forget. It was him.
Okay, this is what I will do. Let me see the number he called from.
Okay.
We want a restraining order.
Well, he hasn't posed any threat to Unique and
look at my wife, Sergeant Murray. Since she hear this man out of prison, she ain't sleeping, she ain't eating, she nervous all the time, and this is detrimental to her health.
Here's the number.
Okay, let me call.
Hello?
Sean, Usher King?
Yes.
This is Sergeant Murray.
Usher, let me tell you something. If you don't leave my wife alone, I coming for you.
Okay, Kevin, let me handle this.
Who is that?
I understand that you made contact with Unique Boston Squires.
Yes.
Why?
I didn't mean anything by it.
You didn't mean? Listen to me. You have no business making contact with this young woman. You understand me?
I just want to apologize to her.
Apologize? Hold on. Should I put the phone on speaker?
Yes, put it on.
Unique?
I don't want to hear his voice.
Well, Sergeant Murray, hand me the phone like talk to you.
Unique, dear?
Why are you asking that?
It's not she voice I hear that just now.
Listen to me, Sean Usher King. I want you to leave this young woman alone. If you continue to harass her, we will arrest you and you will be back in prison in no time.
Yeah, but I ain't calling to harass she, Sergeant Murray. I come out of prison a changed man.
Changed?
Yes, a changed man. I spent all them years really thinking about what I do to Unique. And it was real sad. And I just want to tell her that I am sorry.
Hold on. Unique, he's saying that he wants to apologize.
Apologize? I don't want no apology from Usher. Apology ain't gonna change my HIV status. Apology ain't gonna change the fact that he raped me. He could go to hell with the apology.
That's right.
You heard that, Usher?
Yeah.
So this is the last day you're going to call this young woman?
Yes, Sergeant.
Good. Are you okay? You seem to be coughing a lot there.
Yeah, I try with this cough, man. I go to.
That doesn't sound too good. You got a checkup since you came out of prison?
No. I rolling all right, man.
Listen, you are in prison and you are HIV positive. Prisoners and people living with HIV are high risk for tuberculosis.
TB?
Yes.
Couple of them banners come down with TB when I been in there.
You should go and get yourself checked. You've been going to the HIV clinic to get your treatment since you came out.
I good, man.
Usher, unless you want to die, I'm encouraging you to go to the clinic and get your treatment and get screened for TB.
Look, if he dead, nobody in care.
Who is the man I hearing in the background?
That is none of your concern. Go to the HIV clinic and get screened for TB.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the little advice, Sergeant.
Okay. And remember, if I get any report of you trying to contact and harass this young lady again, we are going to arrest you.
I hear you, Sergeant. But just tell shit for me. I really didn't mean no harm. Was just trying to apologize.
Alright, you take care, Usher. Later. He wouldn't be harassing you after today.
You sure, Sergeant Murray?
I assure you.
He's sick?
Well, he was coughing, so I advised him to go to take a checkup. Like I said to him, prisoners and people living with HIV are at a high risk for tuberculosis.
One of my friends from the HIV support group has it right now, but she's on treatment.
I learned a lot about TB years ago when a family member was sick with it. It's a serious thing that could lead to death if you don't get treatment. But the good thing is that we have directly observed therapy, which is the strategy in Guyana to fight TB, and the treatment is free.
Yeah, my friend's treatment was based on her body weight, but it's at least 6 months.
I see.
I was so worried when she first became infected because 1 in 3 people with AIDS die from TB. You see, HIV weakens the person's immune system, so they are more likely to catch infections like TB.
Well, then Usher time might be short, and the world might be a better place for it.
Alright, Kevin. I know you're angry, but we don't have to wish death on anyone.
I'm not wishing death on any person, Sergeant Murray. I am wishing death on a monster who raped my wife repeatedly. when she was 14 and infected with HIV.
I understand it's a lot of hurt and pain, but we must learn to let go, even if we don't forgive.
Look, there's a time and a place for all this kumbaya and choosing peace and love and blah, 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 blah. But it's hush we talking about. The fact that he had the audacity to even call Unique show he's still devious.
I wonder how he gave me number though.
It means that he went all out and tried to contact her. Listen, Sergeant, I'm playing with Usher. I'm serious. Y'all better make sure the man stay away from your wife.
Don't worry, Kevin. I'll speak to him again. And I assure you, Unique will be protected. You have my word.
Miss Myrtle, I wasn't sure that you would show up.
You're right, I almost didn't.
Well, I appreciate that you accepted my invitation and you're here.
Right.
So would you like to start off with a glass of wine or something?
I don't drink alcohol, Maurice. And we're not friends to be sitting here drinking wine, okay?
Okay. Well, let me signal the waitress.
If they have coconut water, I'll take that.
They do.
Perfect.
And you can look over the menu.
Maurice, we should get to the point. Why did you invite me here?
Miss Myrtle, I know I'm the cause of your broken relationship with Catalina.
Well, she made her choice.
Yeah, but I know how close you were, and I would like to see the relationship mended.
That is not up to you. That is up to my niece.
Miss Myrtle, despite what you might think of me, I really am a changed man. You know the details of my marriage with Zeno. I'm not proud of it. Yes, I was abusive. I cheated. I did a lot to hurt that woman.
And thank God you did not get the chance to do the same to my niece.
I was looking at Catalina as a fresh start. Like my chance to get it right.
Listen, when people are trying to change, there is always a possibility that they would slip right back into their old ways every now and again. I do believe in behavior change, but it is a long process, and the person must be determined to make that change.
So you don't believe I was determined?
It's not a year yet since you last put your hands on Zena, and the whole relationship with Catalina just seems like a rebound. Can you seriously sit there and tell me you no longer love Zena? Eh?
No. I can't tell you that because I do still love her.
You see?
We built a life together. We have 3 children. It's just natural that I would love Zena for the rest of my life.
And where would that have left my Catalina?
Though I still love Zena, I also fell in love with Catalina. And I really wanted to see where our relationship would go.
Well, I don't believe it. And the fact that you ended the relationship as soon as you found out about her past as a sex worker tells me everything I need to know.
Why did you think I need to know that? And why didn't you give Catalina the opportunity to tell me herself?
I saw that she was getting more and more entwined with you. And I had to do something to save her, even if she can't see it.
She is an adult. She didn't need you saving her.
Love blinds people. And obviously you didn't love her.
I do love her. I was a fool. The information just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I acted like I didn't care about her. But I do. And part of the reason I invited you here to dinner tonight is because I want you to know that I will be trying to mend my relationship with Catalina. And I want to know that you will be okay with that. I'm not giving up on her. I love that woman. And I want... No. I need her in my life.
Listen, Maurice. I don't know what kind of games you are playing, mister. But you need to leave Catalina alone. Just leave her. Leave her alone and move on with your miserable life.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.